The NCC Show number 30. Hello and welcome to Mayan Calendar Cast.
Hello, hello, welcome. This is Jag Daddy.
And I'm Andy Mack, your host for the NCC from Airstream Radio.
You, Andy Mack, you are our hosts?
No, we together are.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
That makes more sense.
Here it is, the beginning of a new Tresina. And so we thought we would take a little bit of time and do some brain rest. Oops. I don't know if you hear that or not. Listeners may not have heard that.
I heard some crackling.
So we thought we would do kind of a more laid-back podcast today and just talk about some things that have been coming up in conversation or in our thoughts rather than just all the time on the details of the great cycle or the Mayan calendar itself, but talk about just things that may be stirring up, maybe some thoughts you're having, or if not, maybe these would be some things that are coming for you, so could be good to chat about them. Plus, we have a few announcements and things to pass on to you that listeners have sent in, so there's some real interesting stuff. So it's a what can we call this? Brain rest day?
We could call this Tula Motinus Day.
Tula Motinus Day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not monotonous day. La Motinus, as in Tula Mot, as in today is day Tula Mot of the Zolk'in round.
Right, and today and tomorrow being 2 and 3, because it's actually not going to post till tomorrow.
Right, but people, when they hear about it, they'll get to hear a bit about what Tula Motinus is like.
Okay.
Tula Motinus.
Got it. I'm liking it.
Tunis La Motinus.
So, where are we going to start? We're going to start... Oh, look at this.
You're already getting a clue as to what Tula Motinus is about. It's a... it's been a really interesting day.
Yeah, for you,
yeah,
personally?
Yeah, for me.
What has this two tone been like for you?
It's kind of like... it's kind of like... I can find words here for it, I'm sure. It has been a very, interesting day. Mostly a very... You know, it seems like this has been a very surreal kind of a day.
Okay.
Where time, the day was over, my work day was over, like, by the time I got started. And yet, all day long, can I read what I journaled?
Absolutely.
I'd like to share this.
Oh, that's so cool. You'd share that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it.
It's a very interesting day today. A lot of a sense of dizziness and off-balancedness, but not kind of like spacey and ethereal. Everyday things like driving seemed uncertain. I had to keep checking, double checking, and triple checking every time I'd come to a red light or a stop sign or changing lanes or going around a curve, or and it's even the sense is like right now it's even still present, but here it is at the other end of my day, and this uncertainty-ness kind of feeling been feeling all day seems more normal now than it did early in the day. It's like I'm adjusting to it, getting used to it. It's the unfamiliarity of it is feeling more familiar.
That's cool.
Things seem to be moving very slow all day. what I was seeing with my eyes. People, cars, birds, the traffic, but not time. Even though there was no sense of, like, or feeling all day about what time it was. All day I had no clue what the time was.
Mm-hmm.
But time just flew by. Meaning the day was over by the time it got started. It's just a very timeless sort of a day. And early in the day, I was questioning me, myself, my health. You know, was there something wrong with me today?
Right.
You know, this feeling, this kind of, this dizziness, off balance kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't dizzy, and I wasn't like falling or stumbling or tripping, or, but it was just that sense that that was there, quite strong. So then I thought, the thought came into my head of what day it is today, that it is Tulamot. And so I thought to ask, is this what I am feeling, Tulamotness?
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems that it indeed was and is.
Yeah. So let's look at Lamot, the glyph.
Okay.
And you know, too, because when we first began and were paying attention to the end of the last Dzogchen, in the very beginning there, I have to say, I had a sense of kind of dreading 2 days, which is not the case now, but 2 days felt, you know, think of the balance scales comes to mind, juggling two, the figure eight, like in the tarot, the two in various parts of the cards have this, you know, kind of balancing like scales or, you know, the two swords crossed. Some of those images being experienced for the first time when we first got into this, 2 days were tough at first.
Yeah.
You know? So,
we'll see. Today is Tulamot. It's day 28 of this new Dzogchen round. And we won't get to experience another Tulamot day.
That's right.
Anywhere else in this 260-day Dzogchen period.
Right. Happens
except
once.
For today. In fact, each tone and glyph combination of the possible, there are 260 possible, and you only get to experience those once in each Dzogchen round.
Right.
It's like today's Thursday. So in 7 days, we'll have another Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're in the... But is you know, do we ever think about, what about this Thursday seems similar about, you know, as compared to last Thursday?
You know, right.
We don't tend to think of days in that way. At least I never have.
No.
So
the only way
we will have to it'll be 260 days before we have another Tulamot.
The only way that you might is if there's a recurring thing. Like every Thursday you go bowling.
Or every Monday you have to get up, you know, after your weekend, and it's like there's a definite Monday familiar feeling. Oh,
but
God,
it isn't.
Work, it's Monday, and then you're at work, and all day you're going, oh, it's Monday. And then Friday, of course, it's like, woohoo, it's Friday. But, you know, so that's like a common Friday feeling. But how.
Yeah.
How much does that benefit you?
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's
more
repetitive.
Like, see, those Monday and Friday feelings are a direct result of the Gregorian calendar. No beginning, no end, or endless repetition of days with no beginning and no end, going nowhere.
Right.
And so that's why the drudgery and why it's so hard to get up, you know, for
right.
a lot of people to get up to and, you know, go to work on Monday, and why they're so glad for Friday because they have a weekend off.
Right.
But this is very different. We will not see another Tulamot for 260 days.
Right, it is.
Yeah.
So you were going to talk about Lamot?
Lamotness.
Okay.
Yes, Lamot, or star, is...
Now this is Ian's work, right?
Yeah, Star is, Lamont is south, which means south is body and, what is it?
Body earth.
Body earth. It is yellow.
Yeah.
And it's symbolized as body earth. And star.
You just said that.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you're repeating yourself.
I thought I was having a deja vu.
You're having...
Star energy is multiplication of all things to abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Star has been associated with the fertility of rabbits for its ability to multiply. As each sun in the sky, star shines equally in all directions. This natural tendency of harmony and balance can become a compulsion. Harmony and balance. There's just talking about star people, motivating a star person to be too agreeable and too generous.
Yeah, well, I get that.
Yeah.
And what comes to mind is something I just heard even yesterday had to do with people feeling like everything has to be positive. Positive, positive, positive. Even if they're having a problem or a challenge, they have to see it positively. If they don't see it positively, something's wrong. That's a way to.
Yeah. Don't be negative. Got to look at it. Look
everything
at things
has
positive,
to be positive.
And you'll just be so much better off for it. Is it possible you can pull up the Airstream Radio Daily Zolk'in and we can read?
Sure.
Because it's a bit more complete on what Lamont is reflective of.
Yes, we'll play a little pulling up a web page music. Ah, and there it is.
Look at that.
Okay.
And just in that, the look at the perfect timing.
Lamont. Key meaning opposition, risk, and daring.
Hmm.
Starseed, mind of light, intense energy.
Yeah.
Busy, games, appreciation, humor, intelligence, all forms of communication. It is the Mayan star.
So that's a little bit more...
gives a few more levels.
Detailed, yeah, than what I just read here. So, yeah, that seems like what... there's a lot of energy today. I think I was... it's like my had a lot of light in my mind today, mm-hmm. and it was just...
Intense energy?
I wouldn't say intense. It was... Because it's not intense, but it is very present.
Yeah.
Because I've had a very ethereal sense all day today. Just like, you know, like I was on a cloud kind of.
Yeah.
Still do. It's just, I'm just floating around, you know, it's kind of like, you know, being high, but I'm not. I mean, I am high, but I mean, I haven't taken anything or smoked
to
anything.
To get that way.
It's just happening.
All right, you sit there and be high, and let me tell you about something. Got a wonderful email this past week from an Air Radio listener who says, hey, Andy and Jag, first I would like to thank you two for providing continual inspiration with your podcasts. There's nothing else like it. Well, I want to tell you about my production on a Mayan-themed video game that is just wrapped up. It is called Mask of Eternity. And he sent us a website.
Cool.
This is so cool.
Have you been to the website?
I have, and it is excellent.
It's a cool game.
Hold on to your hat. This is the nitty-gritty. There, he sent us this website, which I will post in the show notes. The art for this game called Mask of Eternity is so cool.
It's good stuff.
It really is. He said, your podcasts have helped me develop inwardly in order to take on the challenges of directing and co-creating a production of this magnitude. I've been deeply interested in Mayan mythology for many years.
You skipped something.
Well, yeah, in parentheses, he says, especially with the Nodai training.
Because he's been busy with the human source code,
that's right,
too.
Listening to
How about that
program, which is an entirely... it's a program to help us become or to assist us in our inner transformational process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's some hands-on tools to use to work on yourself to, in the process of becoming more aware.
Yeah, actually, don't work on yourself.
No, you don't work you on can't. Yourself. That's right.
So if you haven't heard the Human Source Code,
I was
we
trying
encourage you to check
sum
it, out.
It up in a nutshell.
I know.
And I got whacked.
No, you didn't. Anyway.
I did. You whacked me.
This is from Rob, and Rob said that he took a trip to Guatemala last March with his father, who is Guatemalan, in order to get photographic texture reference for the game. So the game actually has this background of these photographs.
Oh, wow.
And you have to see it. It's really, really cool.
I want to go play the game right now. Let's just end this. Let's go. Come
well,
on.
As I understand it, the game is not
Bye,
yet.
Bye, y'all. We're leaving. We got to go play this game.
The game isn't yet available to the public. But you can have a look at it.
Leaving.
You can certainly go to the website, make contact with them, and find out where it is. It is so cool because it is based on Mayan mythology, and it is a story.
Are we going to put this on the show notes, the link to this?
Yes, we are.
Will he be okay with that, you think?
Yes, I asked if it was okay, and he said yeah.
Oh, cool.
So the cool part is, in the game, you are a Mayan individual who is making this journey. It's really cool. The story is cool. The art is cool. Hmm. The whole concept is cool. So
sounds cool.
Gotta check it out.
Sounds very cool. So we can go play right now, right? Let's go play the game.
No, we need to finish this podcast before we do that.
We can't go finish play the game and then come back and finish it. That sounds like a good plan to me.
Here's what we're gonna do next. We've been having a PodSafe music moment in a few of the last shows, and this one just needs one. And when we come back, we're going to talk about.
Did I mention that I've been having a kind of a difficult time, like staying focused all day today?
Yes, you did.
Did I mention that?
You did.
I did
a couple of times. On a too lamotinous
I don't think so.
Day. No, you
I
did.
I think I said exactly those
So what
words.
We're going to do is give Jack a moment to settle down, tune into this tunis, and just
tune
get familiar
into
with
the
it.
Tunis. I like that. Tune into the tunis. Cool.
And we're going to do it with
everybody
this
that's
song.
Listening, I want to ask you to tune into the tunis with me. We can do this together. It'll be fun.
This is actually a tougher show than I expected.
It is. It's fun. I'm having fun right now tuning in to the tunis. It's very cool.
Well, it makes two of us.
Yeah.
Makes two of us tuning into the tunis.
Two of us tuning into the tunis together on Tulamont Day.
Together.
Together.
Okay, so we're going to
today.
Play a piece of PodSafe music for you.
Tomorrow we can do it again.
Okay.
But it'll be threeness tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm very calm.
No, I know. I actually can.
It's like,
I actually
I
see
am
that.
So calm. It's like comical.
This is a tune that I wrote specifically for Mayan Calendar Cast.
This is a tune Andy Mack wrote?
It is.
Specifically?
Yes. And it's called Nighthawk Over the Pyramid. And I thought this would be a nice piece to play on today's show, which is a nice brain rest. Tulamutnus Day. Let's see what happens. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard this yet.
No, I think you have.
You're sneaking a new song on me here?
Yeah, I am. Here it is.
Thank you.
Nighthawk over at the pyramids.
Ooh.
How does that feel?
That was kind of like, that was cool. That was real cool. It was like jazz, but with jungle instruments, like jungle jazz.
Well, it's still raw. I mean, it's not actually a finished mix. I just wanted, I was excited about it, wanted to put it
Did
in today's show.
Did you write that today?
Oh, no. It was last week.
Yeah. So you didn't tell me. You've been breaking out.
Been getting busy.
And jamming up the jams.
You got it. Oh, you got it. So what I thought I'd do.
That's cool. Nice. It was pretty.
Thank you. Thank you. It's just, supposed to be a nice Brainies tune.
Brainies?
Yeah, Brainies. So I thought I would spring a subject on you in today's podcast, and we would talk about it for a few minutes together.
On me?
On you.
Oh.
So
I get jungle jazz and sprung upon.
That's right.
All in the same show.
That's right. So when I was thinking, and I was, this afternoon, actually, the past couple of days, this subject's been going through my mind. I thought this would be a good day, like this kickback day where we're not getting into, nuts and bolts about the calendar, but more about feelings and things associated to what this information can mean to us as individuals. So when you discover that there's this calendar, this ancient calendar, it's been around for a few thousand years, and as you get more clarity about what it really is and begin to realize that what this calendar is saying to us is that we are in the final days of a 144,000 day period, which is the last of 13 of those cycles, and how big that can feel. It's overwhelming. 5,000 years, how do you put that into perspective? And not only is it that length of time, but it's the very last. Like if this were a clock, this would be the last seconds of the last hour.
If it were an iceberg, it would be the part that you scoop off the top in one hand.
Yeah, it would be.
It's like the tippy-tippy top.
Right. And so what the realization is there is essentially saying, here it is, 2006. And whether you ascribe to 2011 or 2012, either way, we're talking about
no matter
5 or 6 years away is the end of the calendar. And according to what we're finding out, it's the end of life as we know it to be now.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Come on, stay with me here.
I am. I thought I was helping. I'm not helping.
Oh, I'm trying to formulate my thoughts here.
Oh.
So, because I haven't spoken this out loud.
This
has all been inside.
That's why you're having a problem, is because you're trying.
I'm not having a problem. I'm just saying, don't distract me, please.
Oh.
So a person could be looking at this information and feel somewhat
confused.
No, frightened.
Overwhelmed. Oh, frightened.
Because what if you have a 20-year plan? You got it from your parents, or you've just started college, or you just started a new career.
Started med school.
Right. And you've got 13 years to go.
Yeah, 12
years. Or 15 years to go before you're out and have the ability to start, earning income and paying off your loans.
Start practicing on real live people.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what if you have that plan, and yet what this is telling us is that this form of linear time where a person is born and then they go through childhood and they go to school and then they graduate and they're taught to go to college and then the next step is get a job and then get married and then have kids and then
and the car and the boat.
A lot of people could be feeling like, wait a minute, I have plans. I don't want to hear about this Mayan calendar thing because I have plans. And they could easily reject it.
Yeah.
And even reject, which is going to happen. I've no doubt about that. But if someone's like wondering about this, what would you say to them?
I would say, hang in there. Because, hey, I mean, you got to follow your heart. And in doing so, your heart won't steer you wrong. You know, follow your heart. Because there's an end date to the calendar, I mean, there are people that are saying that that means it's the end of the world. What we're saying is, it's the end of the world as we know it. It's not the end of everything. It is actually what the Mayan calendar is about, is that is a brand new beginning. And I'm sure we're still going to need doctors and engineers and, you know, I don't know.
If it'll look like it does now.
Yeah, who knows? You know, I don't think there will be pharmaceuticals. But because, you know, doctors will, like, look at you and
tune in.
You'll look at each other and they'll go, geez, you're fine. You're like pure light. And you keep up the good work.
Well, and I mean, okay, think about what it would mean to be a co-creator in harmony with creation, in alignment.
Yeah, there actually won't be any more.
What if there's no sickness?
No illness.
But you're going to school to become a doctor. Does that mean you should just, like, suddenly, you know, I don't know that what we're saying is people should just go, oh, you know, damn it, it's all over. There's no point in going on. You know?
It'll never work. Well, we are.
It's a process. This is a process, yeah. Not an event. And
life is going to reveal to each and every one of us, you know, what our direction is. You know, if we're willing to be open to it and be aware and listen to our inner guidance,
yeah, to our intuition, to that inner,
yeah,
true
and
voice,
you know,
to the real I.
I would rather personally, you know, give up a goal for something very tangible and real, like being one with all of humanity, oneness in enlightenment, and moving to the next level beyond linear time to, you know, living in sacred time,
right?
Which is like art. Everything is like art in sacred time.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
Yeah,
and a lot of love.
But you can certainly see how this could be a bone of contention for many.
A bone of contention.
I knew you were going to take that and run with it.
That's something that people hold in hand and whack, you know, others on the,
yeah,
head with.
I mean, if you're listening to MCC and you're watching the MCC TV and, you know, potentially listening to the human source code, and then you try to share this with people and discover that you get resistance from people over what you're telling them, that it can be, it's, yeah, because this can be a very unsettling thing,
yeah,
to realize is happening in your lifetime.
Them bones, contentious bones, won't live past the end of time.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Kind of,
yeah. It's like bones will be.
Let's get in the recording studio and get that down.
Yeah, bones won't be contentious. That's what it's like. All contention's gonna go.
Yeah, but
it will be.
But not after it is contentious. In other words, there's this. We're not yet in that full incoming pulse of light that comes in the eighth heaven, and that trial in, you know, integration period of the
eighth,
ninth heaven.
Meaning?
A fifth day, fifth night.
Oh, fifth day. That'd be,
that's a real turning point.
Yeah. We're in the eighth heaven now. Fourth night.
I'm sorry, I meant, yeah, ninth,
so
heaven.
I was.
Ninth and tenth. I confused you for a moment.
Yeah. You, but I'm back.
Good.
Fifth day, ninth.
But do you get my point? Do you see what I'm after here? Is just talking about the way that this information affects us as individuals. That's some of what a person could feel like, whoa,
yeah,
you know. I'm sure that's going to be a realization point for a lot of people in this process of learning.
Creation has a plan, and the plan has a schedule.
Yeah.
We are actually on that schedule, mm-hmm. whether we're aware of it or not. And I think it's a good thing to be aware of.
Yeah.
So that one's purpose and activities, actions, can become more in alignment with the plan of creation.
Yeah.
Because that means moving with the flow.
Instead of crosswise to it, or
instead of getting beaten up by the flow.
Exactly.
So that's kind of a little barometer, you know, to get an idea, to get a clue about what's going on in one's life is how stressful is it? How difficult? What's the level of difficulty? You know, how much of a tailspin is it? You know, the process that someone's going through in their life, or just going with the flow.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. One thing I think is really valuable to bring up at this point too is that in the course of learning about the calendar, certainly in Mayan Calendar Cast, we spend, especially now in the front of this podcast, at the beginning of it, we're talking about, you know, getting some clarity and understanding about the different aspects of the calendar, how it functions, how it's put together. And yeah, that's kind of technical.
And how to tune into it.
Right. And there's a difference.
Because that's what it's for.
And your point right there is a difference between the technical, learning the technical, and then beginning simply slipping into the tuning process.
Right.
And it should really be a fairly easy flow. Start with the daily Dzogchen. Start with knowing your true Mayan calendar birth date.
All of the technical stuff is for your left brain.
Yes.
The intellectual stuff is for your left brain, because we are so left-brained. We have to know how things work and why and what. And
there's
a
place for that.
Yeah. But the thing is, this what really happens here.
And kicks it over.
In truality, is that all the left-brain stuff doesn't really amount to much, because it takes the whole-brainedness perception and function, which comes through intuition, inner guidance, heart, and which these are like principles of functioning in spirit,
mm-hmm.
that really matter the most.
Right.
And so the tuning in part and the being aware part and seeing and discovering for yourself what this means, you know, how it fits, how it applies, how it feels, how it operates, and moving with it, just being aware of it, listening to it, observing it, and that will then cause transformation in one's life. And it doesn't mean stop planning, stop doing anything. It's there to work in such a way that your actions then become more in alignment with it. Which then, that's when things really begin working.
Yes.
Like effortlessly.
Yes. And,
and beautifully.
There's no reason why it can't be easy.
Mm-hmm. So if someone's going to medical school or engineering school, it's like, you can still do that.
Or any school.
Just be aware of what is going on with the plan, the schedule of creation, and
be willing to go with the flow.
And it will likely turn things into maybe different directions, but I think it will open up a whole new world about what it is you're doing, a sense of purpose.
Yes.
And fulfillment and peace about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I totally
agree.
Rather
than struggle and conflict and like resistance,
the tough stuff,
yeah,
that makes a day more difficult,
because it's like things seem difficult and then it's like the aha experience happens, you
mm-hmm.
know, and then it's like, well, no wonder, you know, and things open up and the flow gets a little flowier.
Yes.
Yeah.
And stick with us, because we're going to be talking all interweaved throughout this entire podcast. From now on, we're going to be talking about how to tune, what tuning does,
yeah.
and how simple it can be.
And your Mayan calendar birthday report is a real good way to get started and check the Daily Zolk'in on airstreamradio.com.
That's going to be a big part of our discussion.
Part of your daily tuning exercise.
Yeah.
Start your day with a peek at the Daily Zolk'in. Find out what day it is.
Right
and
now.
And tune into it.
Yeah.
Flow with the baby.
You're listening to airstreamradio.com.
Radio.
So you have just heard a 13 Jaguar perspective, because Jag Daddy is a 13 Jaguar. And if you are a 13 Jaguar, then a lot of this probably makes a lot of sense. And if you're not, well, that's okay. Thing is, you got to find out what your day and glyph are from your Mayan birth date, and your perspective may resonate. It will probably be, you know, slightly different.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure there will be similarities. The expression and the experience will be uniquely yours.
Yes.
And
exactly.
That's why it is vital to know your Mayan birth date.
Yep.
And that gives you a clue, gives you a guide, a starting point. And from there, you tune in.
It's and exciting stuff.
You have your own unique experience.
Yes.
Yeah, because we are uniquely aspects of God in becoming.
Right, we all are. What it gives you, in short, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, this will be something we go into many times over and over, but it gives you where you are in that Zolk'in round, and that is a key to life.
Yeah, I think we've said this before, but I believe it merits saying, repeating once again, and that is the day that you were born is the purpose that you came here to fulfill, and that tone and glyph indicate that, what that purpose is. And so that's why it is so vital to have that understanding.
Yes.
To get yourself in alignment with your purpose, your reason for coming here in this time around through this life's journey.
That's right. 100% agreement.
It helps you dial in and get, like, well on your way.
Well, I am a one read.
Yes, you are.
You are a 13 Jaguar.
Yes, I am.
For those of you who are a 2 Lamont, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy Zolk'iniversary.
That's right.
Yes.
It's your Zolk'iniversary. Well, our time is up for podcast number 30.
Oh, already.
But we're going to be back with you Monday, Wednesday, Friday of next week.
I have so much more.
And potentially a bonus on the weekend. We'll see how it goes.
I
know
so
you do.
Much more.
I know you're full. You're absolutely just brimming over.
Bubbling over.
You are. And it's beautiful. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful, Andy Mack.
Yes. Yes, so we are beautiful. All right, everyone, in Lakesh, have a fantastic weekend.
In Lakesh, I am another you.
You are?
Yes.
No wonder I like you. I don't know, though. Sometimes you're a mirror.
All the time, I'm
Aren't
a
you
mirror.
Glad?
I'm always a mirror.
I know.